Inoculating the masses from ignorance with a big dose of common sense. Here's Gruber.
It is an unusual convergence to find all of these cases involving car accidents ending up in places like Oakland County and Macomb County and Wayne County. In fact, 70% of these cases end up in those three counties in Michigan. Fairly unusual, I would say. And the rest of the state, 80 other counties account for just 30% of such cases of severe injuries and so forth. And I saw a brand new article from our next guest, Chad Livengood, on this, a senior reporter at Crane's Detroit Business. And Chad, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Steve.
And so why this convergence into Oakland County, Wayne County, Macomb County? What's going on here?
Well, back in 2017, there was a major decision by the Michigan Supreme Court involving State Farm Insurance and Covenant Medical Center in Saginaw that the Supreme Court ruled that medical providers didn't have the right to just leapfrog over their patients and sue the insurance company for non-payment or for their patients' benefits in circuit courts. And so what happened was these providers were stuck. They had to get what is called assignment of claims. They had to get the patient to assign them the ability to sue on their behalf. And there was different interpretation of the law. Macomb County and Oakland County judges interpreted it that they could still go through and sue the insurer directly. Wayne County judges were strict in their interpretation of this Supreme Court ruling, and they wouldn't let them sue. So all these medical providers' lawsuits started getting dismissed en masse.
Right.
And plaintiffs' attorneys figured out that they could essentially judge shop their cases north of 8 Mile, and so they started taking them to Oakland County. Specifically, Oakland County's docket on these no-fault cases went from 644 in 2016 to 2,545.
But couldn't the defendants in these cases say, "Now, wait a second, it's not the right venue. You don't have standing to hear these cases." I mean, that would be the argument, right?
Under no-fault law in Michigan, you can sue an insurance company in any county where they do business. There are a lot of cases, I'm not sure how many, but there are several cases out that are outstate auto accident injuries. I featured one of them in Cranes this week, where a woman from Lake City was injured, fell off a motorcycle in Cadillac in Wexford County. She's in a rehab center, the Origami Rehab Center in Grand Rapids in Kent County. And her mother, who's now her conservator because she has a traumatic brain injury, is suing for attendant care benefits in Oakland County. That's the way the system is set up. You can go to any county you want. And now Oakland and, to a lesser extent, Macomb County have become the more favorable or seen as the more favorable county, specifically for these medical providers that are often in these billing disputes with auto insurance companies.
So what does that do? Chad Livengood here, and I get this, and I understand because they can judge shop, in effect, and they like the outcomes there. But what does it do to Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties as far as resources, infrastructure, support staff, all of those things that make the court systems run?
Well, the court administrator in Oakland County told me that they've had to add staff to handle these cases. They have something called known as case evaluation, where they kind of basically score it and see, and then there's a recommendation that's kind of handed to the judge. Those case evaluators have had to increase the number of them, the number of days they work, because you're talking about quadrupling the number of cases that they're used to handling. And at the same time, literally, it's almost number for number, 1,901 more cases from 2016 to 2018 in Oakland County, and 1,926 fewer cases in Wayne County. So it's just been a shifting of resources, or at least a shifting of manpower, and that's the way the trial attorneys have figured out how to do it.
Yeah, they figured out the system to figure out how to be the most successful they can be, and I guess it doesn't matter whether you're in the far reaches of the UP or in downtown Detroit, it doesn't matter. You have your best shot, according to what these attorneys have figured out, by coming to these counties.
Yeah, and this is just one aspect of this no-fault auto insurance system that's become kind of out of whack. I mean, this was a system that was supposed to ensure prompt payment from insurers to medical providers and also ensure there wasn't a lot of these kind of lawsuits. So there's now over 11,500 of them. It's nearly doubled in a decade, these type of no-fault first-party lawsuits. And this is not exactly what the framers of no fault back in the early 70s had.
Yeah, I'm confused because I thought, you know, and I've seen this case of this article that you wrote about this woman that had a head injury, not wearing a helmet in a motorcycle accident, right? And she had a closed head injury. Isn't that, see, from where I stand, Chad, I thought that, well, the catastrophic care fund, that took care of those things. No questions asked. It was a taken care of thing.
Well, her care will be taken care of in the catastrophic claims fund when she exceeds that $555,000 threshold. But what's going on right now is just the initial care, the initial bills leading up to that $500,000 mark. And excuse me, that's what a lot of these fights are about, is whether they're going to get the benefits that are sought.
So I have a question.
Care.
Yeah, I have an important question there. Chad Livengood from Cranes Detroit Business. So here's the question, Chad, is simply this. If the insurance company, in this case, USAA, whatever, they say we're not going to pay anymore, but they haven't reached the threshold of $555,000, so the catastrophic care does not kick in yet, right? You have to meet the threshold, and if you don't, then you're left right out there in the middle.
You are, and you're in limbo, and if you're a traumatic brain injury, you're essentially sitting in a clinic. Now, right now, this woman is getting her care there, but her family wants to bring her home. That's what a lot of these fights are about, is about in-home attendant care, paying a loved one essentially a rate of whatever hourly rate to provide 24-hour care. And that, in those cases, sometimes these bills can get into the well over $100,000, even $200,000, $300,000, depending on the level of care needed. And that's what the insurance company is kind of fighting right now, because they don't want more people going into the catastrophic claims fund. The catastrophic claims fund essentially just reimburses the insurance company for its costs when it exceeds $500,000. That's why we all pay this fee that's going up to $220,000 a year on July 1st, and we pay into that fund. And then if we have an injury that exceeds that $555,000 threshold, then the catastrophic claims fund pays the cost instead of the insurance company.
Yeah. And you've put the spotlight right back on it, Chad, and that is, it's a mess. It's all a mess. It's convoluted. It doesn't work very well. It's not as designed in 1976 or whenever it was finally made law. You're exactly right. Real quickly, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see the legislature now try to figure out what to do with this law and how to reform it so that it operates a little more efficiently and is less costly for the average driver.
Greatly appreciated. Chad Livengood from Detroit, Cranes Detroit Business. Let me get that straight for you. Cranes Detroit Business. Chad, there you go. Thanks for being here as always.
Thanks, Steve.
The Steve Gerber Show. We'll be back after this.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with, we were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Being a mother-to-be is both exciting and overwhelming. From shopping for the best stroller to deciding which birthing center to use, there's lots of choices to make. Fortunately, the Economic Alliance for Michigan Maternity Care Project can help. It's an online resource for a mom-to-be in Michigan to educate herself on her options. Visit eamonline.org. That's eamonline.org. Then click Maternity Care Project, a public service announcement from the Economic Alliance for Michigan.